Study of 1 John in the New Testament.
我们将继续学约翰一书。
And I'm glad for these opportunities so that it's not too many weeks that are spread out between them. I'll be here with you next week as well.
我很高兴这样子，我们不会都分散开，下周也是我来讲。
And I want to speak to you today on I'm a child of God.
我今天的题目是我是上帝的儿女。
Charlie Chapman was a not working again. There we go. Charlie Chapman was a huge movie star in the silent picture era.
查理·卓别林是一个无声电影时的大明星。
Believe it or not, they actually made movies without any sound. You just looked at the picture.
无论你是否相信，他们做的电影是没有声音的，只有图片。
And Charlie Chapman was so popular that several Charlie Chapman look-alike contests sprang up all over the country.
查理·卓别林是那么的出名，以至于当时出了很多的竞赛，大家来比谁更像他。
And different people tried to imitate Chapman, just as the tramp that he made popular in his films.
有很多的人来模仿他，就像他在那个《流浪汉》里的角色，他的电影里。
And so one time Chaplin himself decided to enter one of these look-alike contests in San Francisco.
有一次，卓别林决定他自己去参与一下这样的比赛。
In other words, he imitated himself.
或者说，他去模仿了他自己。
Well, he failed to make the finals.
他没能进入决赛。
Now, isn't that amazing? Sometimes people just don't recognize the real thing when it's staring them right in the face.
是不是很神奇？当我们正看着他的脸的时候，我们却不能认出他来。
And you know that's the way it is with God's children. Sometimes believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
上帝的孩子，基督徒有的时候也是这样子。
Many people don't see them as they really are, followers of Jesus Christ.
很多人看自己并不是我们真正应该的样子，我们是耶稣基督的跟随者。
And even some of God's children themselves don't really know who they are.
有一些上帝的子女并不知道他们自己是谁。
And that's because they're struggling.
因为他们在纠结。
Maybe they've sinned.
他们犯罪了。
And they're just not the person that they want to be.
他们不是他们想成为的那个人。
And maybe that describes you, and you wonder, how can I overcome sin in my life and become all that God wants me to be?
或许这描述了你的境况，你是否怀疑说我如何的来战胜罪，成为神想让我成为的样子呢？
Well, once again, we're going to look in the little epistle of 1 John chapter 2.
让我们来看一下，约翰一书的第二章。
And we'll begin in verse 29.
29节。
It says, since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who do what is right are God's children.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
Now notice God's children do what is right.
注意上帝的孩子是做正确的事情。
And doing what is right doesn't come from their own self-effort.
做正确的事情并不是我们自我努力的结果。
Doing what is right comes as a result of their being children of God.
做正确的事情是因为我们是神的子女。
In other words, when you trust Christ with your life, the Bible says you're born again.
当你信耶稣的时候，圣经告诉我们，我们重生了。
That is, you're born into a new family, God's family.
那是我们被生到了一个新的家庭，就是上帝的家。
And as such, you become one of God's children.
那是我们变成为上帝的子女。
And so that means God's righteous DNA becomes implanted into you, and because of that, now you can do what is right.
那是因为上帝义的基因到我们的里面了。然后因为那个我们可以做正确的事情。
Now before you were born again, you could only do what was wrong.
当你重生之前，你只能做错的事情。
The sin nature that you inherited from Adam controlled you.
那个我们从亚当来的罪性控制了我们，我们只能犯罪。
But now, as a child of God, you can do what is right.
但是现在作为神的孩子，我们可以选择做正确的事情了。
Because God's very nature is inside of you.
因为上帝的属性在你里面。
And so to overcome sin and become all that God wants you to be.
所以要战胜罪，然后成为神想让你成为的。
First of all, you need to know who you are.
第一件事要知道你是谁。
You are a child of God.
你是上帝的孩子。
And so chapter 3 verse 1 begins like this. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that. We are God's children because they don't know him.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
You see, only those who know Christ and are in a relationship with Him can appreciate who they are.
你看，只有我，当我们认识基督的时候，我们会感激他是谁。
They're children of God, much loved by our heavenly Father.
他是上帝的孩子，是被天父所爱的。
Now, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
作为耶稣基督的跟随者。
Having received Him into your life and declaring it in baptism.
已经接受耶稣的名，然后在受洗中宣告。
You are a child of God.
你是上帝的孩子。
And thus, when your heavenly Father looks down upon you, He sees you as one of His children, His son or His daughter.
当天父看你的时候，他看你是他的一个孩子，他的儿子或者是他的女儿。
And that is what you are, one of His sons, one of His daughters.
那就是你是谁，他的儿子和他的女儿。
And so you need to believe this.
所以你要相信。
Appreciate the fact that you are a child of God, dearly loved by God Himself.
相信你是上帝的儿子，被上帝所深爱。
And to overcome all the sin in your life and become that God wants you to be, you need to know you are a child of God.
要战胜罪，要成为神想要你成为的，就需要先知道你是谁，你是上帝的子女。
Thomas Vanderwood and his wife Mary Ellen had 7 children.
托马斯·文德伍德和他的妻子，他们有七个孩子。
And by the time they were expecting their 7th child, the couple was in their 40s.
当他们期待他们第七个孩子的时候，这对夫妻已经是四十多岁了。
And so the chance of a birth defect was high.
这个时候，生育缺陷就几率就很高。
And so it was that little Josie was born with Down syndrome.
这就是 Josie 他生的时候，他有，唐氏综合症。
Chris Vanderwood, one of Josie's brothers, said it didn't matter that Josie had Down syndrome.
Josie 的一个哥哥说，这个并没有关系，他是否有唐氏综合症。
He was my father's son, and that was all the reason my father needed to love him.
他是我父亲的儿子，这就是我父亲爱他的所有的原因。
Well, Thomas, the dad, got to demonstrate that love.
Thomas, 这个爸爸证明了他的爱。
One morning, he and Josie were in the yard when Josie fell into a broken septic tank.
有一天，他们在一个院子里，然后Josie掉进了一个化粪池里。
It was 8 feet deep and extremely dangerous.
他有八英尺那么深，是非常的危险的。
And his dad tried to grab his son, but was unable to reach him.
他想要去抓住他的儿子，但是却不能够到他。
And so he jumped into the tank, but he couldn't keep Josie's head above the water line.
他就跳进了化粪池，但是呢，他不能让Josie的头一直在水面之上。
So he held his breath and dove under and hoisted Josie onto his shoulders to keep him breathing.
所以他就屏住呼吸，游到下面，然后呢， 让他骑在自己的肩膀上，这样子他的儿子可以一直呼吸。
But by the time the rescuers arrived, Thomas had died, saving the life of his son.
当救护人员到的时候，这个爸爸已经死了，为的是救他的儿子。
Now that's a picture of God's love for us.
这就是神爱我们的图像。
He entered the cesspool of our sin.
他进入我们罪的化粪池。
And he died to save us from those sins.
他死了为救我们处理罪恶。
And that's how much God loves us.
那是上帝有多么爱我们。
And so remember this, you're God's child.
记住这个，你是上帝的子女。
And that's the only reason he needs to love you. You're his son, you're his daughter, and he loves you.
这是他爱你的唯一原因。你是他的儿子，你是他的女儿。
And so believe it.
所以相信他。
And it will make a huge difference in the way you live.
这将会让你的生活产生巨大的区别。
Christopher Hitchens, an atheist, an author of God is Not Great, a book that I do not recommend you read.
克里斯托弗·希坎斯是一个无神论者，他写了一本书叫做《上帝并不那么伟大》，一本我并不推荐你读的书。
He wrote this: If there was a permanent, total, round-the-clock divine supervisor, you would never have a waking or sleeping moment when you weren't being watched and controlled and supervised by some celestial entity.From the moment of your conception to the moment of your death.
他书里这么写，如果有一个永久的、完整的、全天候的神圣监督者，当你从被孕育的那一刻到你死亡的那一刻，你将永远不会有清醒或沉睡的时刻，是不被某个天体注视、控制和监督的。
He said it would be like living in North Korea under a ruthless dictator.
他说那就像住在北韩，在一个无情的独裁者手下。
However, that whole picture changes when you see God as a loving heavenly father who only exercises his rule as a good father and not as a dictator.
但是这个图像改变了，当我们看神是一个慈爱的父亲，他只是如同一个好父亲施行管教，并不是一个无情的独裁者。
And if that be the case, living under God's roof is not at all like living in North Korea.
在这种情况下，在上帝的屋檐下，并不像住在北韩。
But it's like living in a household of the sort of caring father that Hitchens and everyone else wishes to have.
就像住在一个有慈爱父亲的家里面。
So what is your view of God?
所以你是如何看待上帝呢？
Is he a ruler and you're his subject?
他是统治者，而你是他所管辖的。
Or is he your father and you're his child?
或者他是天父，而你是他的孩子。
You see, your perspective makes a difference in how you relate to God.
你看到了吗？你的视角将会改变你看待上帝的方式。
If God is a ruthless dictator, you'll try to avoid him.
如果上帝是一个无情的独裁者，你想要逃避他。
But if God's your loving heavenly father, you'll want to please him.
如果他是一个慈爱的天父，你想要去喜悦他。
So to overcome the sin in your life and be all that God wants you to be, you need to know who you are.
所以战胜你生命中的罪，然后成为神想要你成为的。你需要知道你是谁。
As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a loved child of God.
你是基督的相信者，你是神所爱的子女。
Furthermore, to overcome sin in your life and become all that God wants you to be, you need to know what you're going to be in the future.
另外的，当你要战胜罪，然后成为神所你想要成为的。另外一点是你需要知道你将来会成为什么。
One day you're going to be just like Jesus.
有一天你将像耶稣。
And you're going to reflect the beauty of Jesus.
你将反射出神的美丽。
Here's what our passage says in verse 2. Dear friends, we are already God's children. But he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显我们，必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
The Bible tells us that when Jesus appears the second time, we're going to be changed and be just like him in the twinkling of an eye.
圣经告诉我们，当耶稣第二次再来的时候，我们要改变，像他在很短的时间内。
Now Romans 8:29 tells us that God our Father is in the process of conforming us to the image of his Son.
这是罗马书八章二十九节说的，是因为预先知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
In fact, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that we are present tense right this moment.
然后，哥林多后书三章十八节说，我们就看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
We're being transformed into the likeness of Christ.
我们会被转变成为主的样式。
Now the world out there doesn't see that yet.
这个世界还没有看到这一幕的实现。
But when Jesus returns, everybody's going to see who you really are.
当耶稣再来的时候，所有人都会看到你是你真正的身份。
A holy, pure child of God.
一个圣洁的、纯正的上帝的子女。
And that's what you're going to become.
这就是我们将要成为的。
And so verse 3 tells us, and all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure just as he is pure.
所以第三节告诉我们，凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Now he's saying, when you know who you are, and what you're going to become, it makes a difference in the way that you're going to live your life.
所以当你知道你是谁，然后你将要成为什么样子，这将会改变你现在的生活模式。
You're going to want to live a pure, clean life, just as Jesus is pure and clean.
你将想要活出圣洁的生活，就像耶稣有一个纯洁的圣洁的生活一样。
Joyce Dotterly of Louisville, Kentucky, traveled to an orphanage in Ukraine several years ago, and where she saw 2-year-old Kristen.
Joyce, 这个人她去了乌干达的一个孤儿院，她看见了两岁大的 Kristen.
Her beautiful eyes framed the edges of a facial tumor, a hemangioma.
她漂亮的眼睛被嵌在了血管瘤中间。
But even that could not hide the little girl's smile.
但是这样子还是很明显的可以看见她的笑容。
And there was something about those eyes that kept drawing Joyce toward her.
她的眼睛是那么的明亮 ，Joyce 就被她吸引了。
Something the tumor couldn't hide.
这个是这个血管瘤所不能阻挡的。
Now Joyce explained that she could have taken any of the children that she saw in the home with her.
Joyce 说她可以带任何一个孩子回家。
But at the same time, she knew that if she adopted Kristen, Kristen would have more than a new start. She would have a new life.
同时，她也知道，如果她收养了 Kristen, Kristen 不仅是有一个新的开始，她将有一个新的生命。
In Ukraine, those kind of children are throwaways.
在乌干达，这样的孩子就会被扔掉。
Mothers will take them to an orphanage or just leave them in a public place and walk away and never look back.
妈妈会把他带到孤儿院，或者就把他放在一个公共的地方。
And so Joyce took Kristen home and adopted her as her own daughter.
所以 Joyce 选择了把 Kristen 带回家，然后收养了她。
A Louisville surgeon removed the hemangioma.
然后有一个外科医生把血管瘤去掉了。
And when the scars began to heal, everything about Kristen changed dramatically.
当伤口愈合的时候，所有的事情都改变了。
She just chattered constantly.
她总在说话。
And she couldn't stop saying, I love you, over and over again to her new mama.
她总是停不下来说我爱你，对她的新妈妈说。
Now that's the way it was when God found you.
这就是神找到我们的时候。
You were disfigured by sin.
我们已经被罪毁坏了形象。
But God saw something in you that nobody else saw.
但是上帝看到了我们里面的东西呢，是没有别人能看到的。
And so he adopted you and gave you a new life in his son.
所以他收养了我们，把他儿子的新生命给了我们。
And now he's removing the tumors of sin.
现在他要把这个罪的癌症去掉。
And he's healing the scars that hide the beauty of Christ within.
然后他把这个伤口缝起来，用上帝的美遮盖它。
And everything about you is changing as a result of being a follower of Jesus.
关于你的一切都在改变。
And one day everybody's going to see who you really are.
有一天所有人都会看到你真正的样子。
You're a loved child of God in the process of becoming like Jesus himself.
你是上帝所爱的孩子，在变得越来越像基督的过程中。
And so believe it and then live it.
相信然后相信活出来。
Who you are as a child of God, becoming like Christ, and do what is right. Don't sin.
你是谁？知道你是谁？做正确的事情，不要犯罪。
Look at this in verse 4. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God.
凡犯罪的，就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
Sin is breaking God's law.
罪就是违反神的律法。
Verse 5. But you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there was no sin in him.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
Jesus takes away our sins.
耶稣把我们的罪带走。
Literally, Jesus lifts us up and out of that life.
字义上就是他要把我们的罪举起来，然后要从我们的生命中除掉。
When you trust Jesus as your Savior, He not only takes away the penalty of your sin, but He takes away the power of sin in your life.
耶稣不仅除去了罪的惩罚，也除去了罪在我们生命中的权柄。
Before you knew Christ, you were in bondage to sin.
在我们认识基督以前，我们是陷在罪中的。
You didn't have a choice but to obey your sinful lust.
我们并没有选择，我们只能遵守我们最终的欲望。
But now that you have Christ, you're no longer in bondage to sin. You can choose to obey God.
现在我们在基督里，我们不再与罪联合，我们乃是遵行神。
Verse 6. Anyone who continues to live in him, that's in Jesus, will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning,does not know him or understand who he is.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
You see, sin is a product of ignorance of Christ.
你看罪，是我们忽略基督的产品。
If you continue to live in Christ,
如果我们一直住在基督里
，That is, if you maintain your relationship with Christ.
那就是维护我们与神的关系。
For example, reading your Bible and praying and attending church, those are all signs that one is in fellowship with God.
比如说我们读圣经，我们祷告，我们参与教会，这些都是我们与神的关系的显示。
And if you continue in Christ, you will not sin.
如果我们持续在基督里面，我们就不犯罪。
In other words, you can't live in Christ and in sin at the same time.
或者说，我们不能同时在基督里又犯罪。
It's when you stop living in Christ that we fall into sin.
但是，当我们停止住在基督里的时候，我们就掉进罪里。
When you neglect your relationship with Christ, you're going to sin.
当我们忽视我们与神的关系的时候，我们就犯罪。
But when you live in Christ, you do not sin.
当我们活在基督里的时候，我们就不犯罪。
And so you have a choice.
所以你有一个选择。
You can live in sin or you can live in Christ.
所以我们可以活在罪中，或者活在基督里。
And so which will it be?
所以你选哪一个呢？
Choose to live in Christ.
选择住在基督里。
Choose to live in dependence on Christ.
选择依靠神。
Choose to recognize Christ in everything that you do.
选择在我们所做的每件事上，都认识神。
Julie Candless was doing graduate studies at Regent College.
Julie 她在一个 college 里面做一个大学里面做研究生。
And she was working on her PhD.
她在攻读她的博士学位。
And she explained, I was trying to read my Bible.But I was interrupted 1,000 times by children needing to be fed and changed and read to and all the other things that children need.
他说我是想要去读圣经的，但是我都是1000次的被孩子的需要打断，孩子们需要换尿布，需要被喂，需要读书，还有更多的事情。
And so she felt like her Christian life was lifeless.
所以她觉得她的基督徒生活，是没有生活的。
That she was in some kind of a hole that she could not climb out of.
她在一个洞里，她爬不出来。
So she talked with one of her Christian professors.
所以她和她的一个基督徒教授聊天。
And she asked him to give her some kind of spiritual discipline, something that she could do that would haul her up out of this hole that she found herself in.
所以她请求他给予她属灵的帮助，可以把她从这个洞里面拉出来。
And so the professor asked her, "Is there anything that you're doing in a disciplined manner right now?"
他说现在你所做的是你觉得对你有益的呢？
Well, Julie thought about her newborn daughter Iona and the hours that she spent feeding her.
他想到了他新生的女儿 Iona， 然后他喂他的花的时间。
Iona had reflux.
他有这个呕吐。
And so most of everything that went in immediately came back out.
所以他吃的东西很快就会吐出来。
And that meant that Julie had to repeat the feeding all over again.
那就意味着 Julie 这个妈妈要不停地喂她。
Nursing, she said, I'm committed to it.
她说喂孩子，这是我遵守要做的，必须要做的。
The professor patted Julie's hand and said, Julie, that's your spiritual discipline.
这个教授就告诉 Julie， 说 Julie， 那就是你的你的属灵。
Pay attention to what you're already doing. Concentrate on that baby.
他说注意你正在做的事情，关注在那个宝宝身上。
And see Christ in what you are doing for that baby.
然后看基督在你身上做了什么，当你在喂宝宝的时候。
Julie said, "I want to be doing things for Christ instead of being in Christ."
她说我想为基督做事，而不是在基督里。
She said, "I saw my family responsibilities as obstacles to a godly life."
她说我看见我的家庭负担成为敬虔生活的阻碍。
In fact, she said that was the very place that Christ wanted me to be and where He wanted to meet me.
他说事实是这正是基督要与我同在的地方。
You see, living in Christ is not something you do.
所以活在基督里并不是我们要做什么。
It's a place to be.
而是我们要去的地方。
It's being in Christ.
就是在基督里。
It's living your life with a conscious awareness of Christ's presence.
就是我们警醒地活在基督的同在中。
He's promised never to leave you nor forsake you, and so He's right there with you.
他承诺了从不离开你，从不离弃你，他就在那里。
And when you think about your life being lived in Christ, you're not going to sin.
当你的生活就在基督里的时候，你是不会犯罪的。
And so to overcome the sin in your life, choose to live in Christ.
所以要战胜我们生命的罪，我们就是要选择住在基督里。
And then choose to live as a child of God, not as a child of Satan.
然后我们要选择做神的儿女，而不是做撒旦的孩子。
Choose to resemble your heavenly Father, not your former father, the devil.
我们要站在我们的天父的一边，而不是站在魔鬼的一边。
Here's what our passage says in verse 7. Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning of time. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil.Or better yet, the Son of God came to loose or untie the devil's work.
小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Before you trusted Christ with your life, your old spiritual father was the devil.
当你信耶稣之前，你原先的属灵的父亲就是魔鬼。
And he tied you all up in sin.
他把你捆绑在罪中。
But when Jesus came into your life, he untied you from your sin.
当耶稣来到我们的生命中的时候，他把我们从罪恶的捆绑中解开。
And the problem is too many Christians live as if they're still tied up.
这个问题是很多基督徒的生活，好像他们仍然是被捆绑的。
They're like circus elephants.
他们就像马戏团的大象。
Their trainers would shackle them with heavy chains attached to a deeply embedded stake when they were young.
这个驯兽师呢，把他们捆在一个锁链里，然后锁链是。很深的，当他们还很小的时候，就把他们捆起来。
And the young elephants could not break free.
然后年轻的大象呢，并不能挣脱这个捆绑。
So they learned just to stay in place.
然后他们学会了就站在原地。
But then when they grew older and more powerful,
当他们长大了，然后变得更有力气了。
And they had the strength to pull up that stake and just walk away.
他们有拔起那个锁链的力量了。
They never did.
他从来都不会这么做。
Why? Their conditioning limited their movements.
为什么呢？因为他们已经被限制了。
In fact, after a while, all the trainers had to do is to attach a metal bracelet around the foot, attached to nothing, and the elephant would stand in place and not move.
事实是。不久以后，所有的驯兽师都会把一个金属的环套在他们的脚上，这样子他们就会站在那里不动。
And you know that's the way some believers live their lives.
你知道这就是一些信徒所过的生活。
They're tied to their old habits.
他们还被捆绑在旧有的习惯里。
They're tied to their sins.
他们被捆绑在罪中。
And they're conditioned to believe that they could never break free.
然后他们相信他们永远都不会战胜的。
And yet nothing could be further from the truth.
那是离真理最远的。
And so if you're a believer in Jesus, Jesus loosed you from those bonds.
如果你是耶稣，你相信耶稣，耶稣将会来解开你的捆绑。
He untied you from your sins.
他把你从罪中解开。
He severed your connection with the devil.
他把你和魔鬼的这个联系中断。
Satan is no longer your spiritual father.
撒旦不再是你的属灵父亲。
God is now your heavenly father.
神是你的天父。
Verse 9. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning because God's life is now in them.So they can't keep on sinning because they are children of God. So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God.
生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
Children of the devil practice sin.
魔鬼的儿女是行不义的。
Children of God are free from sin.
上帝的子女是不能犯罪的。
They have God's life in them.
他们有上帝的生命在他里面。
A righteous life that cannot sin.
一个义的生命，这是不能犯罪的。
Some years ago, a fire destroyed Luz Cruvas's Philadelphia home.
很多年以前，一场大火毁灭了卢兹奎瓦斯的房子。
And authorities concluded that the blaze had tragically killed and completely consumed her 10-year-old infant daughter, Delamar.
这个调查以后呢，他们说这个大火吞灭了他10天大的婴儿，然后把他烧的什么也找不到了。
They never found Delamar's body amid the charred rubble.
然后他们从找不到他的任何的尸体。
And as you can imagine, the family grieved and they slowly moved on with life.
这个家庭非常的悲痛，然后他们就继续他们的生活。
Around 6 years later, Luz Cruvas was at a child's birthday party.
6年以后，他来到一个儿童的生日聚会。
And there, a small dimple on the face of a 6-year-old girl triggered an overwhelming feeling in Luz.
一个六岁小女孩脸上的一个酒窝，让她心里面此起彼伏。
She quietly told her sister, "Look at that girl. She's my daughter."
她静悄悄地告诉她的妹妹说，看看那个女孩，她是我的女儿。
Well, the sister thought Luz was losing her mind.
她觉得 Luz 肯定是疯了。
But she couldn't convince her otherwise.
但是她也不能说服她。
And so Luz went over to the girl and told her that she had some gum stuck in her hair.
他去到那个孩子的身边，然后说：“你有些口香糖粘在你的头发里。”
And she managed to get a few strands of her hair.
然后他就拿到了他的几根头发。
And she hoped that a DNA test would prove that her instincts were right.
然后他就希望这个 DNA 测试能够证明他的直觉是正确的。
Well, sure enough, later the Philadelphia police confirmed that the child was Delamar, Luz's lost daughter.
很快，这个费城的警方就证明了这个孩子就是他丢失的那个女儿。
Carolyn Carina had kidnapped Delamar and raised the little girl as her own.
这个旁边的这个人呢，绑架了他的女儿，然后呢，把这个女儿归为己有。
In fact, she was the one who started the fire to cover her crime.
她也是那个开始了火，然后想要去掩盖她的罪过。
Well, Delamar was returned to be with her real family.
然后最后这个女孩回到了她原本的家庭。你真正的家是神的家。
And God is your father, not the devil.
上帝是你的父亲，并不是魔鬼。
And your DNA defines who you are, not your circumstances.
你的基因决定了你是谁，你是谁，并不是由你的环境所决定。
Your life, which comes from your heavenly Father, determines your identity, and that life is a righteous life.
从天父而来的生命定义了你，那就是一个义人。
And so choose to live as a child of God, not as a child of the devil.
所以选择做神的儿女，而不是撒旦的孩子。
You're a loved child of God in the process of becoming like Jesus Christ.
你是神所爱的，在变得更爱、越来越像他的过程中。
Believe it and live it.
相信他，活出来。
It's the only way that you're going to be able to overcome sin in your life and be all that God wants you to be.
这是你战胜罪恶，成为神所你想要成为的样子的办法。
Dale Hawn attended every one of his sons Corey's T-ball and Little League games.
他参加了。戴尔汉参加了他的儿子的所有的球赛，还有小联 小联盟比赛。
And he continued to cheer his son on all through high school and baseball.
他一直在参与他儿子的比赛，鼓舞他一直到高中。
Throughout those years, he'd play catch with him in the driveway, and he worked at Corey's batting.
这么多年，他一直跟他儿子在这个家里的车道上练习，然后纠正他的姿势。
And all that dedication paid off.
他所有的付出最终都有结果。
During Corey's senior year in high school, he received California's Distinguished Mr. Baseball Award.
在他高中的最后一年，他收到了加州这个 Mr. Baseball 的这样的一个奖项。
He was offered a $300,000 salary from the San Diego Padres, a professional baseball team.
他被去他被录取去一个专业的棒球比赛，是有30万的年薪。
But he declined it.
但是他拒绝了。
Instead, he chose to play for Arizona State University on a full scholarship.
他去了。亚利桑那州立大学有一个全额的奖学金。
Playing on the university team and attending school at the same time.
他可以在大学球队里比赛，然后也同时参加学校。
And just like those early T-ball days, his dad was his biggest fan and his most devoted coach.
就像一开始的 T-ball 的那些日子一样，他的爸爸是他最大的球迷，也是他的教练。
But Corey's future plans were shattered during his third game at Arizona State.
但是他的前途在他第三次比赛的时候得到了转变。
He was sliding headfirst into second base when he broke his neck.
他是从第一垒到第二垒的时候，他扭断了脖子。
Today he's a C5 quadriplegic, paralyzed from the chest down.
他是 C5 的四肢瘫痪。
He has limited use of his hands and arms.
他从胸部以下都瘫了，他不能用他的手和胳膊。
But when Corey moved back to Arizona State campus to continue his studies, his dad, Dale, moved into an extended stay hotel right down the street.
当他回到亚利桑那继续他的学习的时候，他的爸爸也搬到了附近的一个。
And together, he and Corey got ready for his daily classes.
他和他们就一起准备他要他每天的课程。
And each day brought a little bit more independence for Corey.
然后每天训练他儿子越来越独立。
They celebrated the day when he was able to wash his own hair with his own hands.
当他儿子可以用他自己的手洗自己的头发的时候，他们在一起庆祝。
He also gained the ability to feed himself, but only after countless days of practicing with his dad.
他同时他能够自己吃饭了，在无数的在跟他爸爸练习了无数的天以后。
Dale drove Corey to campus every day.
他爸爸每天把他带到校园里。
And Corey would wheel himself to classes.
他就坐着轮椅去教室。
And Dale said, "I'd see those college kids running across campus."
他说我看见别的大学生都跑过校园。
And I would see my son Corey chugging along in his wheelchair.
当我看见我的儿子是在这个 wheelchair 里面，这个轮椅里面一点一点的往前挪。
But he said, "I'm so proud of him."
说我为他感到非常自豪。
After lunch, they'd go to the gym for therapy.
在午饭之后，他们会去体育馆。
And then his dad would drop him off at a baseball practice or a baseball game before taking him home for the night.
然后他爸爸也会给他送去这个 baseball 的棒球的训练场。
And there he would lay him into his bed and then slip out with a simple good night, buddy.
然后他爸爸也会把他抱到床上，然后跟他说晚安。
Dale says, "When you're a dad forever."
他说当你是一个爸爸的时候，你永远是爸爸。
And so it is with your heavenly father.
我们的天父也是如此。
He's your dad forever.
他是你永远的爸爸。
And he sees you in your brokenness.
他看到了你的破碎。
And he still loves you.
他仍然爱你。
And he loves you with a love that will never quit.
他对你的爱从不转移。
In fact, he's proud of you.
他也为你感到骄傲。
And so with that kind of a father, how can you not succeed?
有那样的一个父亲，你怎么能不成功呢？
And so remember, you're a child of God that is loved.
现在记得你是上帝的子女。
And you're in the process of becoming just like Jesus.
你是被爱的，你是在变成越来越像基督的过程中。
And so believe it and live it.
所以相信他，活出来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you love us with an everlasting love that will not quit.
主基督，我们感谢你，你永远的爱来爱我们。
And Lord, we just want to cling to you and hold on to you.
主啊，我们想向你宣告，我们也想抓住你。
We don't want to live a life of sin like the world.
我们不想像这个世界一样活在罪中。
We want to live a life of righteousness that pleases you.
我们想过一个圣洁的生活来荣耀你。
And so enable us, Lord, to remember that we are in Christ.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们知道我们在基督里。
Give us that awareness that Christ is right here in us.
让我们警醒地知道耶稣就在这里，就在我们旁边。
The life that we live by the Son of God who lives in us.
这我们在主里面的生活，主也在我们里面。
And in everything we do, let us be like Jesus.
在我们所做的一切事情上，让我们越来越像基督。
And this we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。